there are ways to connect. And it warms my heart to hear that this is one of the ways that we can connect and it has meaning to you. It's wonderful. I have set up Zoom meetings on Tuesday and Friday. No agenda. If we don't know what to talk about, I'll bring in some questions. The links are in an email that I sent out on Wednesday, and that they were also in the Thursday update, so look in your email to find those links. And if you have any problem whatsoever, you know, give me a call, email me, and we'll do what we can to help you get connected. The meditation class on Thursday is still happening, thank you, via Zoom. And as the days go forward, I'm getting organized with a group of volunteers, and thank you those people that have put your names forward to be part of a connection web, I think we're going to call it, where a group of volunteers from the fellowship will have anywhere between 5 and 8 names of people that they will start phoning on a regular basis. And if anybody they discover is in need of anything, it'll come back to me. And I have another group of volunteers who have said that they would be more than willing to do things like shopping and getting medicine and anything else that we can do. So by the middle of this next week, we'll have that all organized. And if you haven't heard about this yet and you would like to be one of the either volunteers who make the phone calls or somebody who has a skill that they can offer, a car to get something, then again, please shoot me an email at minister@ufon.ca. Thank you all for being here. This has been a very special time for me. Thank you for all the help that we've had here. These closing words. And after the closing words, we'll turn the camera around and you can get another cup of tea or coffee and just all hang out together. Dear ones, be kind in all you do and say. You don't know how much those around you are craving kindness right now. Be generous with what you have, but most importantly, be generous with your heart. And be patient with yourselves. You're learning a whole new way of living and relating. Be patient with those around you. They too are scared. Kindness, patience, and generosity. Together they will rebalance us in this new kind of normal. Thank you for being here today.